whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 399 on Saturday, May 9th, 2026. Or, if you're here in future land, like I am in Australia, it is Sunday, May 10th. Welcome. It has turned quite chilly for me here, which I know is nowhere near like some of the winters you guys get, but it is currently, let me have a look. It's turned quite chilly for Brisbane. Hey Zep, welcome Zep. Welcome, Zaya. Thank you. Thanks for being here, guys. It is currently 19 degrees Celsius, which I know is probably not a lot, but it is quite cool. I've got jumper on. maximum today is supposed to be 24. Low is supposed to be 13, so it's supposed to get to, I think it was 13 earlier this morning when I got up. So it is, like, definitely winter is coming. Zaya, quite hot here, 17 degrees. You're quite hot, hasn't even hit what my current time is. That's crazy. Anyway, thank you guys for being here today. Chris sends her apologies. She is busy working. Had some people call out, etc. So she couldn't make the chat room today. But So hi, Chris. Hope she's doing well. I'm sure she's probably in the middle or towards the end of her working day. Hopefully it went well for her. Other than that, I don't think we've got a huge amount of things to talk about. So I'm going to guess we're just going to keep this quite a short show for today. Next show, though, will be our 400th, which is very exciting. 400 shows. Wow. It seems a lifetime ago when Stone and I started. So I would say next show we will definitely do probably a bit longer show. If you've got any questions or any memories that you'd like to share, please let me know that I can talk about or read out on the next show. That would be kind of cool. So some input from the community would be lovely if anyone's got anything that they want to share or let us know about over their course of being here, you know, with either being in chat or just doing the challenges. Again, it's certainly been a long journey to get to 400, and I would love some input from our listeners and our community. That would be awesome. So if you want, you can certainly send me an email either at letawow@gmail.com. So letawow. That's my normal one. Otherwise, reach out through, send me a message on Discord on Twitter, etc., wherever that you'd like to contact. If you've got something that you'd like to share or tell about your journey, or yeah, anything that you'd like to share would be wonderful. All right, well, on that news that we've got some congratulations in order. So first off, where's my little, let me just check. And can we hear, did we hear that one? So I'm just making sure, because some things seem to be working on with my audio stuff and some things don't, which I'm not really sure why some are and some aren't. But anyway, that's another leader needs to look at problems. So hopefully we can hear, where's this one? Hopefully we can hear the fun little ones that I'll add in. That's quite long. Okay. I didn't think it was. You don't hear anything? Let me try. No? Maybe there's... Maybe there's an issue with... Okay, all right. Hang on, let me make a note. I think it's Stream Deck. Let me make a note, otherwise I'll forget. I need to check. Stream Deck audio's not going through, so then I'm gonna say there's I've got an issue with that, because there's a couple of things that aren't audio not going through. Okay, all right, troubleshooting. Look at that later. Excuse me. I need to blows my nose. Need to blows my nose. Hang on. Apologies. Hopefully that wasn't silent for you. That would be good. All right. Anyway, let's do our congratulations, because we've got some new max levels. So, I need to blow my nose. Yes, thank you. All right. So, first off, congratulations to Zaya Winner becoming our first Midnight Working Man champion. I have to do the manual clap. Sorry. Woo! Woo, woo, woo. There you go. So well done, Zaya, again. So that's now, what's that? So far your third max level? Fourth max level. Iron, Passy, Working, Green. Right? Four? Fourth, yep. Well, again, well done. That's awesome. All right, and we've got two new pacifist champions, so congratulations on Drinker becoming our second Midnight Pacifist champion, and congratulations on Deeply becoming our third Midnight Pacifist champion. I will say something that's interesting about that is both of those are allied race. They're both earthen, I think. So one of the interesting things, I think, with earthen, what level does earthen start? Just again, you know, and allied races, just remember, allied races we don't do write-ups for at all. So any of those are not getting write-ups on, but yeah, there was like two earthens dinging within, you know, a short time, which cool. So yeah, so we'll have to see how things are progressing, which will be interesting when we look at the state of the challenges, like the where everyone is across the board of with various challenges, to see who may ding next, which would be kind of cool. So all right. So what I did find, I didn't really find a lot to talk about with news-wise. You know, we spoke about the patch the last episode, I think it was. It's been buggy. It's been a bit of a... It started off with that patch being quite a bit of a shit show from... I mean, I didn't experience it, and I know that there was... some people that I didn't have any problems with that patch, but I know that there was issues for quite a lot of people. So whether it was more end game type of issues or those progressing towards end game, I'm not really sure, but I know that by the time I would jump in and do some, you know, do some questing. And for the things that I do in-game on Lita, not with the challenges, but for on my main, that there was a couple of maybe buggy mobs and just a couple of little things. But on the whole, I haven't had an issue with... I haven't had an issue really with the gameplay or the things that I'm doing when I've been logging into play. Admittedly, I'm not sitting down to play for huge periods of time and doing high end things, so I can kind of pick and choose between what I'm doing, you know, whether it's something as simple as I just want to go fishing or, you know, I'm searching for the high peaks, or, you know, doing some achievements or whatever it is that I want to do, or even just run around and follow some of the stuff within Silvermoon, because obviously Silvermoon is the scope of the size of what that city is now and what's within it. It's quite intriguing. As to, you know, checking each, you know, like open door and going through to see what's in it. So, yeah. So for me, I haven't really found any issues, but I know that there were certainly issues for that. However, I did find one of the things that I thought that was interesting that I found on Wowhead was there was a article posted 2 days ago that was presenting the BlizzCon 2026 Community Night host and contest judges. So I've just linked it as a read. You know, it might be something that you're interested, because we know we've got BlizzCon coming in October, November, whenever it is, this year. So Darian DePaul is going to be the master of ceremonies once again. So he does voices for Reinhardt, N'Zoth, Blackhand, Gallywix. So he does some of those voices, plus like a lot of others across many of the Blizzard games. So, and he's can't remember when we saw him. Was it 2024, 23? Might have been 23. He just seems, like a fun, nice guy. Yeah. So I'm really excited to be able to see the community night for this year once again. And then they've got quite a few cosplayers who are going to be doing the judging. Again, if you want to have a read of what's there, what's coming up, I just thought it was something interesting to mention for you guys. If anyone, one, is going to BlizzCon 2026, or two, if you're going to be watching it with the live stream or whatever you're doing. So again, something interesting, a little bit different. I thought I'd mention what there is. And obviously they are still, you've got until May 15th if you actually want to enter into the for the community night. So again, if you're thinking of going and you've got something that could fall within the community night, so you need to get onto that as well. But Anaheim, it will be in Anaheim, again at the convention center, which how are we in May again? What? Just, it's crazy. This year, it's going way too fast, as per usual. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. So for that, let's get on to the state of the challenges, because I didn't really have anything else I wanted to mention. We've got a big show next show, the episode 400. We've got I went blank. Yeah, no, it's gone. The thought's gone. Thought's gone. There we go. Show title. Thought's gone. All right. Let's do the state of the challenges. So, for irons, we've got 10 irons this week. Okay, at number 10, we've got Iron Sub at level 25. Number 9 is Iron Wrath, level 28. Red flagged because they used a health potion. 8 was Iron Fell, level 28, RIP. 7 is Iron Rob, level 31. Number 6 is Mizukari, level 31, RIP. Number 5 is John Frostus, level 36. Number 4, Felron at level 39, RIP. 3 is Oopsie, level 66. 2 is Shell Germeld. I don't think I've said that correctly, but anyway, that's what we'll go with. Level 82. It's showing yellow flagged, not enough kills on the Iron Man. So I've got a feeling that one might have been an allied toon as well. So basically, you need to go out and do more things, like adventure and get some kills. Number 1 is Pooning, which I didn't even know was up there. They hit level 90 but died. So they must have died right before hitting level 90? Don't know. I just thought that was interesting. So that's our irons. Now, for bloods, we actually had 4 bloods. So, number 4 is Bloody Chucky, hit level 12. Number 3 is Lena at level 13. Number two. Oh, look at that. I wonder whose turn this is. Zaya Bussa. Bussa? Zaya Bussa. Level 17. Number one is Thirst at level 83. Okay, pacifists. We've got 9 pacifists. Pacifists is having a surge. Is there a reason for that? Interesting. Okay, number 9. We've got Passyu at level 12, but they are red flagged because of kills and killing blows, as well as equipment. Number 8 is Pacifista at level 13. Number 7 is Cupus Cupacifi at level 21. Number 6 is Polite Covis K at level 34. Number 5 is Passy Torren at level 46. Number 4 is Sean Laff at level 72. Number 3 is PC at level 82. RIP. Ouch, that one I'm sure would have really hurt. I wonder whose PC's tune is. That's definitely a rough one. I wonder what happened, whether it was just I'm guessing that was just a death. Something happened and died on that one. And then we've got at 2, Deeply hitting level 90. And number 1 is Drinker hitting 90. So at 2 new max level pacifists. Alright, so for working men, we've got 2 working men this week. At number 2, we've got Cornog at level 33. And number 1 is Zaya Winner at level 90. So Zaya again with another max level, which the write-up for Zaya's tune is up on the website. So again, congratulations Zaya on that one. Greens, we have got 4 greens. So we've got Stout Burn at level 33. Number 3 is Sosh at level 44. 2 is Keltora at level 45. And number 1 this week is Furious at level 79. Tins, we had 2 tins. Number 2 is Chi at level 16. And Zaya Rally at level 85. There was no Iron Blood or Green Man teams at all this week. However, we have got a few from Iron Classic Mop. So we've got 6 to share. So number 6 is Mage List at level 16. Number 5 is OK Hotter, level 22. 4 is Hardcore PR at level 26, RIP. 3 is Lister at level 38, RIP. Number 2 is Zyarin at level 41. And number 1 for this week for our Iron Classic is Listen at level 50. So there we go. Listen is over doing Classic Iron. Well done. Way to go. All right. So obviously it's been a pretty busy week over all of the challenges, which is fantastic to see. Again, congratulations to everyone leveling. Commiserations. We lost a lot was a lot lost this week, so commiserations on that. And there was quite a few flags, which happens every now and again. We seem to go through those periods of, you know, people getting flagged for, and a lot of times it can be something quite simple. And, you know, as we know, you go do a quest on a pacifist that turns out not to be a quest that you should be doing, because picking flowers ends up converting into, you know, a kill or something like that, which we have that. We've got documentation of that. And again, go check out the forums for looking at, you know, we've got a passy safe. There's a post about good passy safe quests and things to look out for, etc. So again, go check out the forum posts on the various challenges. It's always quite helpful. So, all right, chit chat. So I've got a couple of funnies for you guys. First one is, why did the cat sit on the computer? To keep an eye on the mouse. It was cute. It's cute. I had to. And the other one is, what do you call a happy pancake? Flippin' adorable. So they're my funnies. There we go. I hope that gives you something to smile. Hopefully. All right. I think we're done. I can't think of anything else to talk about. I think we've covered like all the big stuff, which is what I wanted to do. So the next show will be May 23rd. So again, in 2 weeks' time, that will be our 400th episode, which is exciting. Again, if you've got anything that you'd like to share, any memories, any, you know, whether it's through leveling, just being part of the community, whatever it is, I would appreciate, let me know so I can include it. I might be able to try and get a guest or two. We'll see. But for the moment, I also need to sort out some audio things, because things aren't quite working with the setup. And I'm guessing it's because with new computer and stuff, things are, it's just not quite right. So I'm going to spend some time trying to get that sorted in the next week or so, to so we'll go from there. Anyway, that is pretty much it from me. So I'm going to play the outro, which probably isn't going to cut out, but it'll, at least it'll give me a buffer for when I edit later. It all has to do with editing. Yeah, editing. Fun and games. So for now, again, thank you guys for joining. Thank you for being here, giving of your time to hang out with me for a little bit. I appreciate that very much. So thank you. We'll be back on May 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Please have a great couple of weeks. Stay safe both in and out of game. And we'll catch you back here for episode 400 on the 23rd. All right. Bye, guys. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.